Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, 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 my dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. Welcome to the Reformation News Internet Radio Broadcast, the broadcast that reports on the present and ongoing Roman Catholic invasion of Christ's Church and what God is doing to counter this end-time satanic program. I am your host. I go by the moniker Radio Shepherd. I am your brother and servant in Christ. And you have just tuned in to our inaugural program. We were going to launch this radio broadcast in 2017 to mark the 500th anniversary of the Protestant Reformation. But recently, we came across a book, and as a result of that book, we felt that it was necessary to start the broadcast now in 2016, a month, before 2017, before the new year. And the reason why we want to do the broadcast now, as I said, is because there's a new book. There's a new book that really talks about the burden that is on the hearts of many of God's people. Yes, there is a burden on our hearts. There is a happening in the church that has many of us losing sleep at night. Things are going on in the church today that we look and we are in shock to see that many of the saints can't even discern what is going on. And you ask, well, Radio Shepherd, what is going on? Well, open your eyes. I encourage you to open your eyes to discern what is going on in the spirit. And look at what's happening to your local church, to local churches in your area. And I will submit to you that there is a Roman invasion. church, of the Protestant church, of the church who long ago used to sing that hymn I just played in the introduction. That hymn was the theme song of the protesters in the 16th century. That hymn was written by Martin Luther himself. The title of the hymn is A Mighty Fortress Is Our God. And it was based on Psalm 46. It was Psalm 46 that inspired Martin Luther to put pen to paper. And it was that song, that hymn titled A Mighty Fortress Is Our God, that was the anthem of the Reformation. Because once men began to protest against the abuses of the Roman Catholic Church, those men became marked men. Those men became enemies of the Church of Rome simply because they began to protest the abuses of the Roman Catholic Church. And saints, 500 years later, we find ourselves back in Luther's day. We find ourselves with Rome having hijacked our churches. That's right, the Roman Catholic Church has hijacked our churches. Look around you. Look around you. Do you have a bishop who, when he dresses, looks just like a Roman Catholic bishop? Do you have a bishop that is constantly talking about canon law? Do you have a bishop that has a humongous episcopal ring on his finger and bids all to kiss his ring? Do you have a bishop who has a bishop's throne in the sanctuary, a huge chair? If you do have a bishop with just those few features, my friends, my brothers, my sisters, your church has undergone the Roman Catholic invasion. That should signal to us, that should tell us, that should remind us that we are indeed the last days. And so every day I'm going to come on the air, as the Lord permits, to give you updates, to tell you what's going on in the church, to highlight, to underscore, to sound the alarm, to blow the trumpet, if you will, and tell you where Rome is penetrating our churches. What is Rome's latest activities? To tell you, to point you in the direction so that you can see with your eyes that Satan and his crowd are on the move. My brothers and sisters, Satan has boots on the ground. Satan has double agents on the ground. And they're coming to a church near you. And they're going to offer your leaders elevation. Have you had an elevation service at your church? Has your bishop been elevated? Has your bishop gone about for 1 year calling himself bishop-elect or bishop-designate? If your bishop is walking around calling himself, or walked around calling himself bishop-designate or bishop-elect, it tells me, and it ought to tell you, that Rome has already hijacked your church. And so there is a new book out, a new book. The book is called Jackass Bishops. And I can tell you that the book is quite provocative. The book is quite unique. And this book is causing a major stir in the African American church. It is the first book in a series of 12 that explores the present and ongoing Roman Catholic invasion of the black church in America. Once again, the title of the book is Jackass Bishops. And as I said before, the book is quite provocative. When I say provocative, what do I mean? Well, by provocative, I mean that the title is annoying. The title is irritating. The title is maddening, infuriating, insulting, vexing, galling, offensive, inflammatory, controversial, aggravating. The title is an in-your-face title. That's what the word provocative means. To be provocative means to be in your face. To be provocative is to annoy you, is to irritate you, is to infuriate you, is to get you mad, is to vex you. And the author who goes by the name Moses Henry Jones, has done a phenomenal job of explaining what is going on in the black church today. Does a phenomenal job of explaining what is going on in the black church today and who is at fault. Who is at fault calls them jackasses for allowing such a thing to happen within the black church. Jackass Bishops. What a book. What a book. And the author is putting out 12 books. 12 books to commemorate the 500 years since the Protestant Reformation. Next year, October 31st of next year, 2017, will mark, October 31st, 2017, will mark 500 years that Luther nailed the 95 Theses on the doors of the church in Wittenberg. And those were articles of provocation. They were provocative articles. They were designed by Luther to cause a stir, to get people to talk, to get people to think, just like our brother Moses Henry Jones has written this book, and there's another 11 books coming. He plans to release one book per month in 2017, one book per month. Think about that. One book per month. And the goal is, the reason why he's releasing one book per month, is to keep the pressure on these bishops. Think about what it is that they're doing, because they're acting like jackasses. They're acting like jackasses. And you may say, well, I don't think that's right for him to call them jackasses. Well, what did Jesus call the Pharisees and the scribes? What did he call them? What did Paul call false teachers? Didn't Paul call false teachers dogs? Didn't John the Baptist call the Pharisees and the scribes, you generation of vipers? Didn't Jesus tell the religious leaders of his day, woe to you scribes and Pharisees, you are hypocrites, right to their faces? Didn't Jesus warn us of false prophets who are really wolves? Look at the language. Jesus called them wolves in sheep's clothing. John the Baptist called them vipers. Paul called them dogs. So I don't think it's out of the norm. I think the brother is in his right to call these bishops jackasses. I think he's in the right. In fact, I know he's in the right. You read the book. Boy, is the book provocative. The guy really writes in such a way that he does get under and will get under these bishops' skin once they read the book. Because in each chapter, and there are 13 chapters in the book, in each chapter in the book, he explains why are they jackasses. 13 chapters. And in each chapter, he makes his case as to why they are jackasses. Why are they a stupid bunch? And the book is phenomenal. The book is outstanding. Jackass Bishops, a new and provocative book that is causing a major stir in the black church. It's a provocative book. Again, when you are provocative, you are being annoying. When you are provocative, you are being irritating. When you are provocative, you are being infuriating, maddening. You vex people. You are being galling, insulting, offensive, inflammatory, controversial, aggravating, and in your face. And the brother does a fantastic job. I mean, the name jackass suits these bishops perfectly. You don't believe me? Read the book. He talks about jackass bishops, and you better watch out because you may be a member of that church, and if you have a jackass bishop as a pastor, then you're going to be, he will turn you into a jackass member. Are you a jackass member? You might be. You might be, and you don't even know it. You might be a jackass member, and you don't even know it. What a book. What a book. And this is why we're reporting on it. Why? Well, because this is big news. The name of the broadcast is Reformation News. It's big news. It's big news. When the Roman Catholic Church, without any resistance, is able to infiltrate Protestant churches. Think about it. Think about it. The black church is supposed to be a Protestant church. The African American church is supposed to be a Protestant church. And let me tell you something. Somebody's asleep. The watchmen are asleep on the wall. The prophets are just as blind as Eli was, who couldn't see the Philistines coming. The prophets in the black church are too busy counting money, prophesying, wrongly predicting U.S. election outcomes, wrongly predicting World Series outcomes, too busy counting money and filling up their calendars with dates to even see how the Roman Catholic Church has made tremendous inroads into the black church. Now, you know these prophets, these seers, these watchmen have to be blind because, I mean, all you have to do is watch how these bishops dress. Listen to what they're talking about. They're constantly talking about canon law. When have you ever heard in the Protestant church ever the mention of canon law? Well, now, everything in the black church is being done according to canon law. Listen to what they're saying. People are getting ordained, and the chief consecrator is saying, well, we are putting on this purple garment. We are placing this purple robe on this bishop-elect, and the purple is the purple cassock of Rome. I mean, they're not even hiding the fact that they got their colors for their cassocks and their robes from the Harlot Church of Revelation 17. They're telling you point blank. And when you read Revelation 17, verse 4, the Harlot Church, the apostate church, has two favorite colors, scarlet and purple. Well, you look at the archbishops in the black church, what is their color? Scarlet. You look at the bishops in the black church, what is their color? Purple. There you go. And that's newsworthy. That's big news. But nobody's reporting on it. Nobody is saying, hey, listen. And when I mean nobody, I'm not talking about the members. I'm talking about news outlets. Is Charisma Magazine articles on the Roman Catholic invasion of the black church? No. No, Charisma Magazine is turning a blind eye. What other Christian news outlets are out there? Have you heard anybody talk about, do a series on the Roman Catholic invasion of the black church? So news has been developing. But the Christian media has not been reporting on it. And this is why we here at Reformation News, we're going to start a broadcast in 2017, but because of this new book and because of this series of 12 books, and the new book is out, you can get Jackass Bishops today. You can go to their website and get the book. And it is causing a major stir. They are already starting to get endorsements for the book, and they are starting to post the endorsements on the website. And it is a provocative book. I mean, the author could have titled the book Retard Bishops. Retard Bishops. Because they are retarded. You have to be retarded. You have to be retarded if you decide to leave the Lord Jesus and join the Antichrist. You just have to be retarded. I mean, what else would you say the person is? Either they're drunk, or they're high on some drug. You see, mentally, something's going on with your brain where you would turn your back on Jesus, the head of the church, and go join the harlot church of Revelation 17, which by chapter 18, a chapter later, has already been destroyed. The wrath of God. You read Revelation 17, the harlot church makes a grand entrance, and by chapter 18, a chapter later, the harlot church is destroyed. God destroys her. God judges her. Now, you have to be retarded to leave Jesus and join Antichrist. You just have to be retarded. That would have been my title. Retard bishops, but the author, Moses Henry Jones, titled the book Jacket. And by the way, what a phenomenal job. I mean, you got to read the book. Jackass Bishops. My goodness. 13 chapters. And what he does, he's brilliant in what he does, because what he does is he shows that the Roman Catholic Church has had an obsession with the jackass. He shows that the Roman Catholic Church has had an obsession with the jackass, and he documents it. This is not name calling. This is not a book that's no. This book is full of, and it's a pleasant read. It's an easy read. That's what's mind-boggling. The guy puts in a lot of history, a lot of theology. And most people say it's history, theology. I don't want to read that. You'll be shocked when you see how it's an easy read. But he documents 13 times over how the Roman Catholic Church has an obsession with the donkey. The Roman Catholic Church has had this obsession with the jackass. And how everything that Rome touches, she turns into a jackass. That's why when Rome came to your local church, what did it do? It targeted your pastor. And it turned him into a jackass. Now, once it turned him into a jackass, then the goal is to turn the members into jackasses. It's a phenomenal book. The book is 199 pages. 199 pages. And it has 195 footnotes. It's no joke. I mean, it's a well-researched book. And what the author does is he makes these bishops look in the mirror, because he uses the word and he uses history and he uses theology. And the book Jackass Bishop is like a mirror. And when a bishop is reading it, what does he see? He sees that the devil has turned him into a jackass. Because, again, everything that Rome touches, and by Rome, I mean the Roman Catholic Church, everything that Rome touches, it turns into a donkey. The book is mind-boggling. The guy is brilliant. If I may say so myself, the guy's just, he makes his case. The guy makes his case. And mind you, there's another 11 books coming. Now, what are these black bishops going to do? Because people in the black church, the book is already causing a major stir. What is all of these presiding bishops going to do? What are they going to do? What are they going to say when they come in on a Sunday morning with their bishop's gown? When they come in with their mitre on top of their head, or they're walking in with their skull caps, their pictorial crosses, their crozier, when they're marching in, and people in the congregation have read the book, and they're saying, look at my jackass, because that's what he is. He's a jackass. The bishop is a jackass. It's a provocative book. People are going to start laughing when their bishop is walking in looking like a clown. This book is going to get under these bishops' skin. It's provocative. Again, I go back, and I'm reading from the Oxford Dictionary. What is provocative? Well, it's to annoy. Well, as this book makes its way throughout the black church, as this book makes its way into the hands of African-American churchgoers, what are these bishops going to do? Are they going to ban its reading? Well, when you ban something, when you ban it, it stirs curiosity. You ban it, what do you think people, they're going to read it. Then they're going to discover the 13 chapters. I mean, their eyes are going to be open because this guy provides history. He quotes the Roman Catholic Church. I mean, he goes right to the source. The book has the book is 199 pages and has 195 footnotes. That's a footnote on the average, a footnote per page. In other words, the guy is saying something. The author is saying something, and then he's backing it up with ironclad proof. Now, most books written today and praised today and lauded today in the church don't have footnotes. You read a book written by Benny Hinn, there's not a footnote in the book, which means it's a book for dummies. The author is stupid, and he expects the readership to be equally stupid. No, this guy, Moses Henry Jones, what he wants to do is he wants to enlighten people. He wants to instruct people. He wants people to come out of the dark ages. You know, Martin Luther, when he nailed the 95 theses on the door of the church, he was taking the people out of the dark ages and introducing the Enlightenment period. We're back in the dark ages. People are doing things. For example, people are walking around calling themselves bishop-elect for a year, and they don't even know where that came from. People are walking around with a crozier, what they call a shepherd's staff. And they don't realize that a shepherd's staff is nothing more than a pagan wand, a W-A-N-D, a wand. You know how a witch has a wand? Remember the Wizard of Oz and the fairy godmother? She had a wand. Jesus and his apostles, none of them had croziers. Why? Because none of them worked with magic. None of them had wands. All of that is of pagan origin. The monkey suit your bishop is wearing, of pagan origin. The hat he wears, the mitre, of pagan origin. The skull cap, of pagan origin. The pectoral cross, of pagan origin. All of it. You can't find any of that in the Bible. And what Moses Henry Jones does is he documents it. And he shows how the devil, via the Roman Catholic Church, has turned your bishop, your prelate, your pastor, into a jackass. And this book is going to make these bishops piping mad. Why? Because they have been duped, and everybody will now know as the book makes its way throughout the church. You think this thing is going to stop? You think only a few people are going to read this book? This book is taking off. Book is going to make major headway in the black church. This book is going to make tremendous waves. And soon enough, everybody will be talking about this book. Everybody will be talking about the content of the book, how scholarly the book is, and they're going to say to their bishop, can you challenge this book? And what is the bishop going to say? Oh, that's a piece of trash. That's no good. Don't read that. That's of the devil. No, it's scholarship. Everything in the book is backed up. The guy substantiates his claims. And when you say to your bishop, Bishop, where did you get that outfit from? He can't tell you where. In fact, he can. After he reads Jackass Bishops, he's going to be able to tell you, oh, we got it from here because Moses Henry Jones gave us the footnote. And it's going to aggravate these bishops. It's going to get under their skin. They're going to be sitting up there in their funny clown suits, and they know that people are laughing in the pew, saying, look at that jackass. Look at that moron. Look at that retard. And that's if they have any more people left in their churches. Because in my opinion, this book is going to produce a mass exodus. That's what it's going to do. It's going to produce a mass exodus. People are not going to want to sit under a jackass. People are going to say, I'm out of here. This guy's a fool. This guy, the book is out. The book, Jackass Bishops, is out. And this guy, after reading the book, still wants to stay a jackass. I'm out of here. What a great book. What a great book. It's an eye-opening book. It's a revelatory book. It opens eyes. It opens eyes. The book opens eyes. There's a lot of blind folk in the church, spiritually blind folk in the church. There's a lot of blind people leading the blind. Let the blind lead the blind. They'll both fall into a ditch. And this is all a result of a few people opening up the door to the Roman Catholic Church, buying in to the hierarchy, buying into the ecclesiastical hierarchy. And you know, in the black church, we had bishops. But the bishops that were bishops indeed, clown outfits. The true bishops never had these huge rings and never demanded that you kiss their ring finger. We had bishops who were bishops in word and in deed. Now we have bishops who look like clowns. They are stooges of Rome. Present-day jackasses, present-day clowns, present-day jesters. Look at their outfits. And you can't tell me that this thing isn't spreading. You can't tell me it's not spreading. Just look at YouTube. Look at how many people are being elevated. Look at how many people are being consecrated bishop. I mean, Kojic, Church of God in Christ, I mean, when they ordain, they do annual ordinations. They do annual consecration of bishops. And they'll take 100 bishops at a time. 100. Out of control. And they are all following the Roman Catholic model. You got to read the book, Jackass Bishops. You got to it is provocative. It is in your face. And I will tell you that when you get into these bishops' faces, they'll get back in your face. Oh, it's going to get ugly. Moses Henry Jones is a marked man. He is public enemy number one. And that's just with one book. Wait for the other 11 books to come out. You wait. You wait. But we're going to be there right with him. We're going to be doing this broadcast. We're going to be reporting. We're going to be reporting as to who's reading the book. We're going to read testimonials. We're going to read, people will email him endorsements, and we will read those online. We're going to show you that these books are going to cause a major stir in the black church, and that there's going to be a revival and a reformation in the black church. Because this satanic agenda, this satanic program needs to come to a grinding halt. This thing needs to be stopped in its tracks. And the ones who are going to stop it are going to be the people. The people are going to stop it. They're going to say, enough. I don't want to sit under a jackass bishop. Because if I sit under a jackass bishop, I'm going to let him do to me what Rome did to him. And that's to give me a jackass makeover. Because that's what's coming to you. If you sit in the church and the bishop's a jackass, you know what's coming to you? You're going to have a jackass makeover. That's what's going to happen. Well, I'm going to play a song. I'm going to play a beautiful song. In Christ Alone, and it's in a cappella. In Christ Alone. I want you to listen to this. It's 4 minutes long. Let the song minister to you. I'm going to drink a little bit of tea while the song is playing. I'm going to meditate on the Lord as the brother is singing. I'm going to let the song minister to me as I pray you will let it minister to you. And I'll come back right after the hymn, In Christ Alone.
The ground.
Christ alone. You know, when we had real bishops, there was a day when we had real bishops. And those bishops used to point us to Jesus. Those bishops used to say, I must decrease and Christ must. The bishops of today, they preach the opposite. They preach, I must increase and Christ must decrease. The bishops of the past used to say, in Christ alone. The bishops of today say, in the bishop alone. There's a difference. There is a difference. I want to thank our brother for singing that in a cappella. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Ministered to me, and I pray that it ministered to you. Let me read a little bit to you about the book, Jackass Bishops. The secondary title, and by the way, this book is only available in the PDF format, which means that when you purchase the book, you will get an email, and you can read it on your tablet, you can read it on your computer. The book is not in print form. The book is not. And the reason for that is because there is no publishing house that would touch the book. Publishing houses today, so-called Christian publishing houses today, only want to print things that are ecumenical in nature. In other words, they only want to print books where everybody is singing Kumbaya. They would never touch a book like Jackass Bishops. Never. So the brother had to put these out PDF format, which means you make a donation to the website and he will have someone email it to you and you can read it on your laptop. But boy, I can tell you, whether you read it on your laptop, whether you read it on your tablet, however you read it, it's going to blow your mind. The secondary title is How the African American Church Has Been Reduced to New Spiritual Lows by its Joint College of Asinine Heehawing Bishops. Now, if the title, Jackass Bishops, does not provoke these bishops to anger. Remember, it's a provocative book. When I read it, I said, it's provocative. And by provocative, I mean the author gets in their face and tells them, you are a jackass. You are a certified jackass for abandoning the Bible and following Roman Catholic canon law. I mean, that's what he does. I don't know if this guy was a former Roman Catholic, you know. I tell you one thing. He knows Roman Catholicism. The author knows Roman Catholicism. And he has the gift of taking theology and history and making it enjoyable reading. Many people don't have that gift. This guy has the gift. He has the gift of taking theology and history and making it an enjoyable read. So if the title Jackass Bishop doesn't get you angry enough, the secondary title should. And the secondary title is How the African American Church Has Been Reduced to New Spiritual Lows by its Joint College of Asinine Hee-hawing Bishops. Asinine Hee-hawing Bishops. And they do hee-haw. And Mr. Jones documents it in the book. Oh, he documents it. Now, what does it mean to be asinine? Because the author is suggesting by the secondary title that the black church, the African American church, is in the gutter, has been reduced to new spiritual lows. Because the blame, the fault, squarely lies on the shoulders of the Joint College. Now, you never, you know, when the old bishops were around, you never heard them talk about the Joint College. Never heard that. That phrase was never part of their vocabulary. Joint College, you never heard of that. Today, all you hear from these new bishops is, I'm a member of the Joint College. I'm a member of the Joint College. The term Joint College, in my opinion, is just code for religious mafia. That's all it is. That's all it is. In my opinion, the term Joint College, and by college, we're not talking about an institution of higher learning. According to Mr. Jones and according to his book, the word college used in the Roman Catholic sense is the word corpus. Corpus is a body. So when you say, when we talk about a joint college, we're not talking about men who are in the bishopric who promote scholarship. No. Now, that doesn't mean that some of these people didn't go to college. A great many of them have. And that's amazing because you think that if these men went to seminary and college, they wouldn't be that stupid. That's the amazing thing. That a great many of these guys, in their resume, you see that they went to college, but they're acting asinine. So, again, let me read the secondary title. How the African American Church Has Been Reduced to New Spiritual Lows by its Joint College, or its body, its corpus, of asinine. Now, what does the term, what does the word asinine mean? To be asinine means to be foolish. To be asinine means to be stupid. To be asinine means to be brainless, mindless, senseless, idiotic, imbecilic, absurd, nonsensical, silly, insane, witless, empty-headed, half-witted, dumb, moronic. Do I need to go on? And I got that from the Oxford Thesaurus. Our dear brothers from the other side of the pond over there in Oxford University Press have put together the Oxford Thesaurus. And in the Oxford Thesaurus, the word asinine, again, means foolish, stupid, brainless, mindless, senseless, idiotic, imbecilic, ridiculous, ludicrous, absurd, nonsensical, silly, insane, witless, empty-headed, half-witted, dumb, moronic. Gracious. And yes, you see, I'm telling you, based on the language that this brother is using in the secondary title, he is intending to get underneath the skin of these asinine bishops. And that's, listen, folks. The title and the secondary title tells you that this guy, Moses Henry Jones, intends to give it to these bishops in the book. And give it to them, he does. Jackass bishops. Think about that. Here you are, a bishop, and you are expecting that when you pass by your congregants, you are expecting them to bend their knee, to genuflect, to bow, and then to grab your hand and kiss your ring. That's what they're expecting now. These bishops now are now calling themselves Your Grace, Your Excellency. That's what they're calling themselves. Your Holiness. So when they pass by, now in the black church, they're expecting their congregants to bend the knee, to genuflect, to bow as a sign of reverence, but not just to bow, but then to kiss the ring. So these men now are up on a pedestal and they think themselves to be God. And here comes somebody along, an author, who nobody will publish. No publishing house will touch the book. Here comes a guy who says, "You are a jackass." And not only does he say it, but he proves it. Jackass bishops. If that is not in your face, if that is not an in-your-face title, I don't know what is. Man, that is provocative. Provocative. In other words, to provoke. The idea is to provoke. To provoke some emotion. To provoke conversation. To promote and to provoke dialogue. That's what Moses Henry Jones wants to do. He wants these guys to look at the evidence and say, you know what? I've allowed myself to be turned into a jackass. And then the secondary title, how the African American church has been reduced to new spiritual lows by its joint college of asinine. So instead of asinine, by his joint college of foolish, stupid, brainless, mindless, senseless, idiotic, imbecilic, ridiculous, ludicrous, absurd, nonsensical, silly, insane, witless, empty-headed, half-witted, dumb, moronic. Now that's just the title and the secondary title. Let's read what's on the synopsis. Let me read to you the write-up You know how all books on the back cover have a write-up? All right, well, if this was in print form, this is what you would be reading in the back cover of the book. This is what you would be reading. And it says, Moses Henry Jones has written a highly provocative work. No serious Christian can afford to ignore, and no member of the Joint College of African American Bishops can flippantly dismiss or ever discredit. So he says, the church members, this is a book you cannot ignore. You can't afford to ignore this book. And then he turns and says to the bishops in the black church, this is a book you cannot dismiss. You can't say this is a piece of trash. Or he says you can't even discredit. Why? Because he has 195 footnotes. This is a book you cannot flippantly dismiss. You can't say beat it or discredit. You can't discredit the book. How can you discredit facts? How can you discredit evidence? The only way you can discredit evidence is if you're retarded. The only way you can discredit evidence is if you are willingly and willfully ignorant. To will yourself to be stupid in order to ever discredit something that is providing you with 195 footnotes. So, again, it reads, Moses Henry Jones has written a highly provocative work. No serious Christian can afford to ignore, and no member of the Joint College of African American Bishops can flippantly dismiss or ever discredit. And I read the book, and I say amen to all of that. Remember, if you stay under the covering of a jackass bishop, you are going to be turned into a jackass member. That's why, like the author says on the back cover of his book, you cannot afford to ignore it. Because you are scheduled for weekly makeovers. And as your bishop brays in the pulpit, as he hee-haws in the pulpit, you're going to be braying and you're going to be hee-hawing in the pew. So this is not a book you can ignore, and this is not a book that your bishop in the pulpit can say, that's just trash, don't read it, that's the devil. No, that's not the devil. Because this brother didn't lie. He documents everything. And you can, and the reason why he documents everything is so that you can check it out, so that you can see that he's not a liar, that he's not making stuff up. You read Benny Hinn's books, you read Paula White's books, you read Rod Parsley's books, and they say the Greek word means this in the Hebrew. And when you go to the lexicon, when you go to the linguistic dictionary, when you go to the Hebrew or Greek dictionary, those words, you can't even find those. That, why? Because they made the stuff up. That's why none of those authors give you footnotes. They don't tell you where they got those crazy definitions from. They don't tell you. Why? Because they don't want you to find out that they're liars. This brother wants you to know that he's operating in the truth, and that's why he gives you 195, and I emphasize that, 195 footnotes. Let me continue reading. Jackass Bishops is an impeccably researched book. Again, Jackass Bishop is an impeccably researched book, which will prove to be an embarrassing read for the thousands of African American clergy who have made the asinine choice to join the ministerial ranks of Mystery Babylon and now bray Roman Catholic gibberish 24/7 like a crazed generation of certified mental cases. I mean, the guy's on the money. The guy is on the money. I'm going to read that to you again because he gives it to them. And listen, this is just the back cover. You got to read the book. Jackass Bishops, again, is an impeccably researched book which will prove to be an embarrassing read for the thousands of African American clergy who have made the asinine choice. Again, what does asinine mean? It means, again, it means to be the foolish choice, the stupid, brainless, mindless, senseless, idiotic, imbecilic, ridiculous, absurd, nonsensical, silly, insane, witless, empty-headed, half-witted, dumb, and moronic choice. To do what? They've made the asinine choice of joining the ministerial ranks of Mystery Babylon, and now bray, because you know donkeys bray, Roman Catholic gibberish 24/7 like a crazed generation of certified mental cases. The 13 riveting chapters in this book are satirically prophetic, deriding all phony prelates and bogus clerics who hee-hawed the fairy tale of apostolic succession, who hand out worthless certificates of episcopacy and trot about dressed in exquisite purple and scarlet-colored robes, signaling to the world that they are now Kool-Aid drinking and Kool-Aid serving stooges of pagan Rome. Admit, he's giving it to them in the back cover. And the back cover you would consider to be one page. Can you imagine 199 pages where he's just giving it to them? This is just one page. The back cover is one page. Let me read it to you again. It says, the 13 riveting chapters, and by the way, they are. You are at the edge of your seat reading this book. The 13 riveting chapters in this book are satirically prophetic. By that, it means that he uses comedy. He uses satire. He does to these bishops what Elijah did to the false prophets on Mount Carmel. You read 1 Kings 18. And Elijah mocked the false prophets on Mount Carmel. He mocked Jezebel's prophets. Elijah used satire. And that's what Brother Moses Henry Jones does. He uses satire. The 13 riveting chapters in this book are satirically prophetic, deriding all phony prelates. Another term for prelate is bishop. And bogus clerics. Clerics, that's where you get the word clergy. Who hee-haw the fairy tale of apostolic succession, because they all claim that they can trace their ministry back to Jesus and the apostles. But it's a fairy tale. And he points that out in the book. And hand out worthless certificates of episcopacy. They have these diplomas, they have these certificates, where they have all the names of the people that they can trace. That's a piece of garbage. That's those certificates are worthless. And trot about dressed in exquisite purple and scarlet colored robes, signaling to the world that they are now Kool-Aid drinking and Kool-Aid serving stooges of pagan Rome. It goes on to say, jackass bishops, is the first in a series of polarizing books that will be vehemently trashed by every Jack and Jenny in bed with the mother of harlots, the Roman Catholic Church, and universally applauded by all who earnestly contend for the faith by keeping the commandments of God and having the testimony of Jesus Christ. So let me read that line to you again. Jackass Bishops is the first in a series of polarizing books, which means, as I interpret, there's going to be two camps. There's going to be a camp that loves the book, and then there's going to be another camp who's going to hate and trash the book. Jackass Bishop is the first in a series of polarizing books that will be vehemently trashed by every Jack and Jenny in bed with the mother of harlots. Now, a Jack is the name of a male donkey. A Jenny is the name of a female donkey. And the reason why he puts, it is a book that will be vehemently trashed by every Jack and Jenny in bed with the mother of harlots, is because in the black church, they are ordaining male and female bishops. A male bishop would be called a jackass, and a female bishop would be called a Jenny-ass. I'm telling you, the guy's a phenomenal writer. So, Jackass Bishop is the first in a series of polarizing books that will be vehemently trashed by every Jack and Jenny in bed with the mother of harlots, the Roman Catholic Church, and universally applauded by all who earnestly contend for the faith by keeping the commandments of God and having the testimony of Jesus Christ. Jude 3, Revelation 12, 17. He goes on to say, he that hath an ear, and in quotes he puts, and all jackasses have two big long ones, let them hear what the Spirit of God is saying to Christ's church in this hour. Jackass Bishops is a blockbuster of a book that is bound to make each member of the Joint College of Asinine Hee-Hawing Bishops braying mad and Mr. Moses Henry Jones public enemy number one. This book is a treat. This book is phenomenal. And by the way, not only is the guy's writing superb, not only is he able to make history and theology very interesting, but it's the kind of book that you're going to read in one sitting. I mean, 13 chapters, 200 pages, you're not going to want to put the book down. I can tell you that for a fact. It's not the kind of book you put down. It's the kind of book that makes you want more. And even when the book finishes, even when the book is over, even when he writes the end, you wish he kept going, kind of book. And also, not only is the writing phenomenal, but he adds artwork to the book, and the artwork helps tell the story. That's why this book is taking off. That's why people are starting to read it and tell others, and it is spreading by word of mouth. And this is just the first book. This book was designed, this book was scheduled to come out, this book, Jackass Bishops, was scheduled to come out January 1st, 2017. The brother was led to release the book a week ago, a week before Thanksgiving, in hopes that as people sat around the Thanksgiving table, that they would talk about the book. That was his strategy. It is a provocative book. Let me read it to you one more time. I'm going to read it to you without interruption. Moses Henry Jones has written a highly provocative work no serious Christian can afford to ignore, and no member of the Joint College of African American Bishops can flippantly dismiss or ever discredit. Jackass Bishops is an impeccably researched book which will prove to be an embarrassing read for the thousands of African-American clergy who have made the asinine choice to join the ministerial ranks of Mystery Babylon and now brave Roman Catholic gibberish 24/7 like a crazed generation of certified mental cases. The 13 chapters in this book are satirically prophetic, deriding all phony prelates and bogus clerics who hee-haw the fairy tale of apostolic succession, hand out worthless certificates of episcopacy, and trot about dressed in exquisite purple and scarlet-colored robes, signaling to the world that they are now Kool-Aid drinking and Kool-Aid serving stooges of pagan Rome. Jackass Bishops is the first in a series of polarizing books that will be vehemently trashed by every Jack and Jenny in bed with the Mother of Harlots, the Roman Catholic Church, and universally applauded by all who earnestly contend for the faith by keeping the commandments of God and having the testimony of Jesus Christ. He that hath an ear, and all jackasses have two big long ones, let them hear what the Spirit of God is saying to Christ's church in this hour. Jackass Bishop, a blockbuster of a book that is bound to make each member of the Joint College of Asinine Hee-Hawing Bishops brain mad, and Mr. Henry Jones, public enemy number one. That's just the back cover. You are in for a treat. Now you're asking, how can I get this book? It's simple. Just go to the website. The website is